Please.
We're going to listen next to a phenology report from the North Shore Community School in, well, I like to say Two Harbors, but it's somewhere about halfway between Duluth and Two Harbors. So here we go.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of November 7th, 2020. My name is Jason, and I'm your phenologist for the week. It has been warm and sunny most of the week. The temperature is seeming to drop lower after Tuesday. The ground has had a cold thaw cycle for about a week. This is due to the freezing temperatures during the night and thawing temperatures during the day. The weather on Monday the 19th was hot. I got 2 inches of fresh snow at my house on Wednesday the 11th. It was so cold, even sitting at the edge of my open window was freezing. Though the migratory birds have flown to warmer places, evidence of their life here this summer is now visible in bare branches of shrubs and trees. Lots of nests can be seen if you look for them. Some small cup-shaped ones like the one Kim brought into school, and some just simple stick platforms like that of the mourning dove. See if you can spot nests when you are outside walking or driving. While waiting at the bus stop, Lissa saw a falcon coming toward her. Then it made a sharp turn and headed off. Taylor saw a big hawk flying over her head on Tuesday the 10th. On Saturday, while biking on Munger Trail, Micah's mom found a dead shrew. Adeline saw a red-tailed fox with a gray squirrel in its mouth in Lakeside on the 19th. She also observed a white mink scurrying under her family's camper on Sunday the 18th. It is deer mating season, and you can see several bucks competing for does. They are moving a lot this time of year. Taylor saw 4 big bucks at her aunt's house on Friday the 5th. Kendall saw a black wolf on Corky Road. It crossed the road in front of their van and went into the woods. A few minutes later, it came back across the road behind their van. Kate has noted that there are no insects around his house anymore, but signs of their hibernating are visible now. Look for large cocoons of Luna moss and Cecropia moss in the shrubs around your yard. Also, goldenrods and other plants have strange ball-shaped swellings on their stems. Even above the snow, these are galls, wasp, or a fly laid an egg in the stem of a plant. A chemical tells a plant to swell around the egg, thus protecting it until spring. If you open one, you will find a small grub inside. They're important winter food for chickadees. Hunting firearm opener was Saturday and goes for 2 weeks. So whenever you go out in your yard, make sure to wear a blaze orange. This concludes the phenology report. Have a good week and be observant.
Hey, thank you, Jason. What a great start to the phenology report. Cold thaw cycle, falcon, shrew, fox with a squirrel, weasels, wolves. Most of the insects are gone, but look for the galls. I think the most important note in there, and one that I had overlooked and meant to talk about because I came across one of these, are nests. Jason made a great point about nests. Well written. You know, we've been talking about what an educational tool phenology is in the schools. If you listen to that report, it was well composed and well written. And he talked eloquently about nests, and it seems so obvious, but there they are. You know, I watched my red oak in my front yard all summer. I look at it in the spring when it's just getting ready to break bud, and I look at the little acorns that are holding on from last year that are going to become this year's acorns. And then I look for the flowers. The male flowers, of course, are these long dangly things, and the female flowers, these little tiny red things. So lots of close inspection of this tree. And now that the leaves have fallen, for the most part, off of the red oak, there's a robin's nest right there, you know, like right over my head, right where I was looking at that tree. That nest was there all summer. I had no idea. So keep an eye out for nests this morning. And if you find one, call KAXE and pledge your support. We can use the support, and we'll be thrilled that you were able to get out and do a little investigating outside your house.
The number to call is 800-662-5799.